Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Series 3 then.
Series 3, yes.
Woo!
And in the week that a woman in somewhere, Florida, was arrested for live streaming herself driving while drunk.
And in the week when Playboy magazine will no longer feature nudity.
Also in a week where somebody decided to try and put out a fire by driving their van over it, and wait for it, the van was full of ammo. It went about as well as you think it did.
Seriously?
Yep.
Seriously. Yes, in all of those weeks, we bring you Series 3 of the Geekly Chronicles.
Series 3, can
Series
you believe
three.
It?
I know.
It's incredible, really.
It is.
It's like the hoverboard from Back to the Future, only we exist.
Very true.
Very true.
Yes.
We've got a really full show tonight.
We have. An
Lots
incredibly full show.
Lots of new stuff.
Lots of new stuff.
New features.
New jingles.
New jingles, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
To
new title sequence, if anyone was watching the video version.
The video version, incidentally, doesn't actually feature a video.
No, that's very true.
It's just,
we're
know,
invisible.
Pictures.
But yeah.
Synchronized but yes.
Yes.
Catherine, you care to add anything?
Not really. I think you've covered it.
Excellent.
Okay. So on tonight's show, you'll be getting a great peek at some of our new features.
Yes, you will.
With something called Game of Geeks. That'll be very lovely. We've got a
that
new forecast
exciting.
Every week for you.
Yeah.
That is our version of the shipping forecast. We hope
yes.
you'll enjoy that one. We are going to be talking to you more about some prizes that you can win throughout this series. I've
yes.
got written on my notes here, knowledge is porridge.
Excellent. I have written on my note, Bantz is pants.
Okay. Bantz is pants.
Yes.
Bantz is pants.
Yes.
We've
I
also got a
agree.
Great interview and exclusive track from a band called Irene and the Disappointments.
Fantastic.
They do not live up to their name, which for once is a good thing.
Yes. Yes, it sounds it in a confusing sort of way.
Absolutely. And we've got some great announcements as well. We're going to be announcing
yes,
something
we
special.
We have something very exciting to share with you a bit later on in the show.
Are you excited, Catherine?
It is beyond huge.
Beyond huge.
It is.
Yes.
What is beyond huge?
Mahoosive. That's a
I
real word.
Mahoosive.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's a word. I made it up.
But first.
I didn't make it up. Turns out our website didn't work for those 2 minutes, just a moment over there.
But what happened? Websites are normally so reliable.
Yeah, well, websites that I'm in charge of running do not carry that qualifier, unfortunately. And because of what can only be described as an epic screw-up, I'd broken it. But now it's working.
It is working.
Now you should be able to get on and listen to us.
As a reminder, that is gkly.co. And of course, me telling you that is it's probably a bit redundant since you'd need to be on the website to be listening anyway.
Yes, unless you're in the room or magic.
Yes.
But yeah.
Hello to all of our magic listeners out there.
Yes. And hello to everyone who has gathered in the chat room.
Yes, we are very pleased to be back here for the third series of the Geekly Chronicles. Episode 1.
Indeed.
Of the third series.
That's very specific of you.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Nor do I. I was slightly concerned.
I don't know. I just don't know. You're being very quiet, Catherine.
I don't quite know why. It's just the way it's turning out.
You've suddenly got like radio show stage fright.
You're not
rage fright.
Up to say
rage
anything fright. Inappropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true. That is
so,
a problem we had series 2.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Okay, maybe all I'm full of is inappropriateness.
Excellent. Well,
but the thing is, you're quite funny without being inappropriate most of the time. It's just
it's
as
just
soon
when
as
you
a,
put
microphone's
a microphone in front
up,
of
yeah.
me, yeah.
you suddenly.
Oh dear.
In fact, I can't even finish that sentence.
No, not without seriously compromising the show.
Speaking of seriously compromising the show, shall we tell people how they can get in touch?
We should tell people how they can get in touch with us, which is quite cool. If I'd
press the button.
It's not pressing the button. I've got this little fader here that I need to put up to there.
That would help.
And then...
Your tweets make us smile. Tweet us at GKLYCO and we might just love you forever.
And also...
Chat along with the show. Join the channel GKLY on Freenode IRC or hit the chat link on our website. It's where all the cool kids are.
Now, that's quite exciting for lots of reasons, but least of all because of who we got to do our jingles for this series.
Yes, that is pretty fantastic, generally.
And Catherine, since it was your idea, why don't you actually tell us about it?
Well, yeah, it was just a bit of a conversation looking through voice artists, and I said, wouldn't it be awesome to get Hattie Heyridge?
Who is, for those that don't know, Holly from Red Dwarf.
Yes.
Yeah, so we Googled her up, emailed the agent, and next thing you know, we're in a studio with Hattie.
Yes,
indeed.
You are listening to the Geekly Chronicles.
So, onwards with the show. Don't forget that, as always, we can take your requests. We would love to take your requests for songs. I would love to know what song we're going to play next. And we can only do that if you request things. So how can people request things?
Well, you can request things if you join us in Freenode IRC, as Hattie was just telling you. Just type !! request, then a space, then whatever song you would like to play. And we will have a look on our various music places and see if we can find it for you. Also, if you tweet at us at GKLYCO and put #request in your message, we'll search for your tweet on Spotify, see if we can find the song and play it for you.
We've got this nice little automated system that does it all for us.
It's all pretty snazzy.
It is. Snazzy is the word. Snazzy
you send is us definitely a message and magic happens.
So how stupid do you have to be to want to put out a fire by driving a van over it?
Reasonably, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't quite get...
I mean, even if it's an empty van, it's still got a petrol tank.
Yeah. But this van was full of ammo. Ammo, one of its qualities is that it's quite explosive.
Yes.
Now, if you mix fire and ammo, you get exploding ammo.
Yes. In fact, the Clay County in Missouri, the Clay County Sheriff's Office put on Facebook a bunch of pictures of the fire with the caption, "Well, you can see how that turned out." And the pictures look...
Wow.
I mean, pictures don't work really well on radio, but I think you can probably imagine exactly how well it went.
We could tweet that, though, couldn't
when,
we?
When they tried to set fire to... They tried to put a fire out by setting fire
to
some
point,
ammo.
Who has a van full of ammo?
Yeah, well, let's not be xenophobic or anything, but some countries do have them. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Very special.
Yeah, absolutely. We've kind of got out of the habit of talking about the news. We've had a month off the air, but it's been an eventful sort of month. I mean, you know, a lot of the news is quite depressing, and we're trying to keep things, you know, lighthearted.
In fact, most of the world seems to have just been on fire this week.
Yeah, is it, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that we're to blame because we haven't been on air for a month, but it has been a pretty weird month, news-wise.
Yeah. A lot has been on fire.
Lots of things have been on fire.
Yeah, TalkTalk's website, that's basically been on fire.
I think their entire data center's on fire currently.
That's pretty on fire. Our studio was nearly on fire back when I was, like, soldering stuff to other stuff.
Yeah, although you did do a pretty good job because you were making the headphones work, and now they work.
And we're not all dead yet, so that's a plus.
No, I'm a bit worried to touch that side of the...
I wouldn't.
Everything else looks fine.
Yeah.
And we've even got these little buttons in front of us that do lots of different things.
Well, it's like a traffic jam when you're already late, but with a better sense of irony.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have the buttons in front of you.
I do.
My buttons don't actually do anything when I press them. I can press them all I want. I've got loads of buttons. Nothing happens.
Oh, dear.
I know.
You know those party games that everyone thinks are still fun when you're sober, but really aren't? It's time for Would You Rather.
Indeed it is. Now, in Series 2, for those of you that were listening, we had this feature called Bad Song of the Week.
It was terrible.
Our listener survey when we started Series 3, turns out most of you didn't like the ritualistic eardrum torture.
I
can't imagine why.
We loved Chow Mein.
Indeed. Chow Mein. So we've introduced a new feature for Series 3 called Would You Rather.
Would I rather what?
Well, this week, it's Catherine's question. Would you rather have fingers for a tongue or tongues for fingers?
Yeah. Both pretty scary options.
Yeah.
It's a scary idea, having to choose between the two.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd either have, well, tongues where your fingers should be, so, well... You'd taste everything you touched.
Or you'd have fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, like fingers in your mouth.
Yes, that's exactly what it would be like.
Yeah.
So we'd love to know...
Your own fingers in your mouth.
All the time, constantly.
All the time.
That would be a bit weird. Yeah.
That would be a bit weird.
You'd always be talking about that.
Yes. So we'd love to know what you think, which you prefer. You can vote by going to gkly.co/WYR or gkly.co/wouldyourather if you prefer typing a bit more. Or gkly.co/rather.
Rather.
If you like. But not would or you, because those words mean things.
Do they really?
Apparently words have meanings now.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes.
Words have meanings, turns out.
What?
As it turns out.
You know what?
I rarely know what.
Okay, do you know what?
I've no idea. I've lost the plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, about what point did you lose the plot?
1985.
Makes sense.
Excellent.
Somebody in the chat room has said kissing with fingers.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, like,
that brings,
if you had...
that brings the high five to something very,
well, that's
very
true.
Different.
You could high five with your mouth if you had fingers for a tongue.
We just high-fived in the studio. I think that means we kissed.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Feel a bit gross. Anyway.
Anyway, yes, we were moving away from Would You Rather. That's a vote that needs to go on throughout the show.
Yes.
But we've got a bit of an announcement.
We do. And I don't know if it's...
And thanks to tweets I've scheduled, we've got 5 minutes in which to announce it.
Yes. So given that we've just started Series 3, we're already looking forward to the end.
Well,
we do.
I mean, let's think of it logically. This is Series 1 of the Geekly Chronicles that was not hosted by the three of us, was 10 episodes long. And Series 2 of the Geekly Chronicles, which was hosted by the three of us, which featured the Tumble Fumble, Bad Song of the Week, and various other things, was 10 episodes long.
Yes. So Series 3, in what some people might call predictable, is... probably going to be 10 episodes long.
10 episodes, yeah. So we're on episode 1 mm-hmm. of Series 3 of the Geekly Chronicles.
Yes.
And, as we have said, we will be doing one episode every fortnight,
mm-hmm.
every other week,
yep.
on a Friday.
Yes. At 7 p.m. in the UK.
At 7 p.m. in the UK and
various
whatever p.m. that means,
yes.
or a.m.
Or a.m.
that means wherever you are.
Yes.
Whatever time, if you're listening from the future or listening back... hi. It's currently a time here.
Yes, it is currently a time.
Yes.
I love how you're stalling so that we can make the announcement as the tweet goes out.
No. I could hit the button early. I just thought we'd, you know, build it up a bit, have a bit of suspense. Apparently it's 2 a.m. in China.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, Lucas. Was saying apparently in the chat room that they have a knockoff Raspberry Pi in China called the Banana Pi.
That sounds delicious.
It does, actually. I like banana pie.
I like bananas.
More than I like raspberry pie, because
I don't like
raspberries.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your opinion? I love a banoffee pie.
Mm.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what you need to get is the banana pie and some toffee and whack them together.
Yep.
Yes.
Lucas, we'd like a report on that for the next show, please. What happens if you put toffee on top of a banana pie? Does it taste good? Do you break your teeth?
We'd need him to ship us a banana pie.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
We could just make a banana pie.
Yes. Although that's going dangerous.
I thought you meant the piece of technology.
I was talking about food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's no problem.
Although that gets us dangerously close to having another bake-off, and we all know how well that went.
Yes. The bake-off in Series 2 is interesting. However,
we do have something similar coming up.
We do, because one of our episodes intersects with a food-related holiday.
Food-related holiday that won't be mentioned just yet.
But we were talking about the end of the series,
yes,
right?
Because
we've got 10 episodes in this series, which, you know, if you extrapolate that out in the calendar, by the way, there's a calendar live on our website now. Woo. Then
go have a look.
Sign up for it.
Yeah, sign up for it. You can subscribe.
You can add
notifications. And huge thanks to Ross for tweeting that idea at us. We made that happen after that, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a Christmassy themed Geekly. There'll be a New Year themed Geekly. There's actually an episode of the Geekly Chronicles on New Year's Day in this series.
Mm-hmm.
But the exciting announcement is none of that.
Yes.
We thought that for the end of Series 3, we'd do something different.
Yes. Something we've never done before.
Something big.
Yeah. Something big. Something different. Although, to be fair, we have throughout Series 2 and Series 3, and in fact Series 1, if I remember correctly. I mean, we didn't, but... we've done the Geekly Chronicles live.
Yeah, I mean, I think an important part of this show is that you can listen back to it, but it is a live show with real interaction with real people.
Yes.
Via the lovely medium of the internet, which is something quite exciting.
Twitter, all of that sort of thing. You can even phone in for this series and previous.
But then we were thinking, could it be liver?
Yes.
Could we make something more live? Could it be even more live.
Super live.
So my first idea was that we would go to everyone's house and do it right in front of you. But it turns out
that's
a bit inconvenient and possibly illegal because of my many restraining orders. So
we thought,
had another idea.
Yeah. Why
Plus,
don't
we'd
you
need
come
to kidnap
to us.
Santa and steal his technology.
That's very true. And that is difficult at the best of times.
And
I have tried, believe
me.
Yeah, 20 weeks. So, in 20 weeks' time, for the final episode of Series 3...
We're going to be live.
Properly live.
Live.
We would like to invite you to Geekly Live.
Yes, we would.
We would.
The 10th episode of this series will, in fact, be in front of a live studio audience.
That is very true.
In person.
In actual human physical
form. At a theatre.
As well as your ear holes.
Yes, as well as your ear holes.
You will be able to see us, see that we're real people, not the cyborgs that randomly generate this show for you every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to smell us.
You might be able to smell us. We will
engage your senses.
We promise.
We will be there. We will have live guests. We will have special people around. We are announcing Geekly Live.
Yes. You'll even be able to interact with the show, like, for real.
Yeah, like actual in person.
You can actually... like, come up and say hi. I mean, not while we're on air.
Yeah,
but, and say hi.
So the show will still be broadcast live as well. So this will be a live, staged broadcast. So imagine going to watch a TV show being filmed, but we will be there live broadcasting the radio show in a theatre with people in the audience actually interacting with us. And you can get tickets.
You can.
Tell us about those, Catherine.
Because Catherine knows how this works.
Okay, so you can get an ordinary ticket to come and see us.
You can be a person.
Get you a seat. You can be a person.
You can be a P.
Yep, you can be a P. Or you can choose to be a VIP and get extras. Get a special Geekly bundle of awesomeness as well as your ticket to see us live in person in your eyeballs as well as your ear holes.
Yes. So you
can we get these tickets?
You can get tickets from our website, or you will be able to very, very shortly.
I'll just be doing that now.
Yeah, so Chris is furiously sat here adding the thing to the navigation on the laptop. We didn't want to spoil it, but we've tweeted and Facebooked a link to it as well. You can get all the tickets and everything through Eventbrite, so it's really, really easy to do. And we really hope to see lots of you there for it.
Yes, it will be incredibly exciting to do. The show is going to be in London on the 26th of February.
That's right.
For those of you who are interested.
At the Wood Theatre.
Yes.
Very cool.
Which is right in the middle of London. Fairly easy to find. All the details are on the Eventbrite page.
If you go to Baker Street Station and get off there, it's right there.
It's pretty much right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got across a really big, scary main road. But it's pretty much right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in sort of Sherlock territory.
Yeah.
So there we are.
You could even visit Sherlock's house, and I have, while you're there.
Yes. I like the idea that we're doing a show basically on Baker Street.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Sherlock. So there we have it then. Geekly Live coming to you, the 10th episode, the 10th and final episode of this series in person. Please be there. It's going to be incredible. And we will announce new bits and pieces for the live show every week. So keep listening, and we will have great announcements for you.
Meanwhile, in the chat room, Despair Squid has said, will you wear hats? Big hats.
We can wear hats.
We can wear hats. We can make that happen.
Yeah, I have special hats.
Despair Squid also says, Geekly Live is better than Geekly Undead.
That is true.
Something for Series 4.
That's. We should try that.
Geekly Undead.
I wonder if we can make that work.
We'd have to kill one of us.
Yes, you are. Did you lose the button?
This is all quite new.
Yes. Just while you're finding the button for what the next thing is, let's have a quick check-in with the Would You Rather vote.
Ah, yes.
So far, most of our audience prefer the idea of having fingers for a tongue. So the mouth high five, more attractive an idea than tasting everything you touch.
But then it leads to the most awkward, like, let me high-five you with my mouth. And that's really weird.
True.
And also, you know, I don't know, but, you know, going, you know, things at work, you know, that's
yeah, that
awkward.
Could be.
Every time you meet a new person and you say hi to them, you'd really freak them out, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That is a bit weird. Mm. You look a bit like a nude.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, or, nude.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. More random happenings from across the internet. It's the Tumble Fumble.
Sorry to cut you off there.
You weren't prepared for that, were you?
Should we try that again?
It's the Tumble Fumble.
There we go.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It's the...
It's the Tumble Fumble.
There we go.
Okay. Yes.
The buttons work.
The buttons definitely work.
I found them, now I'm going to use them.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, so it's the Tumble Fumble, which I feel slightly redundant saying now. Catherine, what have you got for us?
Well, just one entry in the Tumble Fumble this time. Uh-huh. It's something I found particularly addictive. and it's actually made by Chris.
Yes, it is.
So this also topical
for
this.
You made something.
I did. I made a thing, and it wasn't like something that's precariously balanced on the panel over there.
It's also unlikely to catch fire.
Yes.
And it works.
It does. Wow. I know. It was a miracle.
I was surprised as well. I also wasted.
Rude.
Thanks.
It also entertained me for a good 20 minutes. So
so what is it? Yeah. What are we looking at?
It is strangely topical. Well, not really strangely, but you know what I mean. What with next weekend being Halloween,
mm-hmm.
we have HalloweenCostumeGenerator.com.
Yes, we do.
Costumes.
Love how we're all typing this in.
So yeah, if everyone just goes along there.
So...
I can't spell.
So Chris, do you want to tell us
yeah.
what it does?
So I got the idea from this from a tweet by the comic artist Gemma Carell, and basically her tweet says, step one, go on Wikipedia and hit random article. Step two, add sexy in front of whatever comes up. This will be your Halloween costume for this year. So what this website does is it gets a random Wikipedia article and sticks a Halloween costume word in front of it, like sexy or spooky or something like that.
So I have Gothic John Johnson.
I have Gothic Angels of Sanctification.
I can't load the website.
Have you forgotten how to spell Halloween?
HALLOWEEN.
Yeah.
Costume.
Generator.
That's what I did. And it took me... to your website.
I think you did it wrong.
I'm not sure how. Oh.
Okay, if you put www dot in front of it, it takes you to my website for reasons I don't understand. So it is broken.
Okay, that's the problem then.
But fine, the world makes sense again.
This is like the Geekly Chronicles website all over again.
Oh, I'm bad at my job.
Anyway, HalloweenCostumeGenerator.com.
I'm a scary Malawi national corfball team.
When are we not? Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
So I'm just going to hit refresh and see what else I get.
Sexy Treadwell Farm Historic District.
Gothic Vinnie Barrett. I have no idea who Vinnie Barrett is. Lucky
Gothic Cop and Speeder.
To the Wikipedia article.
Gothic Freedom Song, brackets Oscar Peterson album.
Scary Donard Hospital Football Club.
Scary imprinted stamp.
That's a good one. This could also be a stripper name. Slutty Backfire.
Oh,
yes. Dear. This is a scary crystal Shawanda, apparently.
Yes. I should probably point out, I can't be held responsible for anything this website comes out with. They're all Wikipedia articles. They're all real things.
I just... This which sounds like something from Star Wars. Slutty R-905.
In fact, there's a link at the bottom, and if you're incredibly disturbed by a title what comes up, you can open the Wikipedia article. So that's exciting.
Scatterman in the chat room says they got spooky distance from a point to a line. Penman, sexy Honda CPX550F.
Excellent.
Gothic Australian doctors for Africa.
Sexy,
Africa
sexy sweet
right
Polly Oliver.
Which just makes me think of that Stuart Pearson quote, sweet Tracy Emin.
Well, this is indeed an entertaining website, HalloweenCostumeGenerator.com, without the www.
Yes, I will fix that
otherwise
some point.
Just get Chris's website.
Which is, you know...
It's nice, it's lovely.
Snazzy in itself, but not as amusing.
I just refreshed and got Gothic Pendleborough Council election 2000.
It was a bit.
It was the bit. Scariest election in recent history.
That's kind of disturbing.
A little bit, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I do with my spare time. But also because we only had one thing for the Tumble Fumble, we were talking while that song was playing, and we thought it would be worth checking in with our favourite Twitter accounts. So I've pulled up Stats Britain.
Who we love.
Who we do love. who say the villain to spy ratio in Britain is 15,300 to 1.
Is that to the spies or to the villains?
To the villains. There are more villains than spies.
Okay, well, I kind of believe that, I guess.
Without Harry, One Direction would be 100% less stylish.
Ba-dum-psh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to make a joke about styles that you use to get into fields there, then, I guess.
I guess not. 38 Welsh people find out that they're sheep every month.
Oh, dear.
I'm also pulling up Riker Googling, which is always a fun one. White noise app triple per sound.
We just had a tweet from someone who's been playing with the... or from Alison, who's been playing with the Halloween costume generator... I got scary Shikurayama stable, and I don't know what that means.
Excellent. Nor do I. Nor do I, and I built that website, so that's good.
At least Wikipedia might have a clue.
We hope.
Possibly.
There might even be a handy link.
Yes. Maybe.
There is a handy link. If you've managed to not end up on my website, there is a handy link.
Yes, indeed. Well, we've got another... great announcement coming up soon, including some other great new features that we have come up with for Series 3. We've been busy during our time off writing stuff that we think might actually be vaguely funny and amusing. Who knows?
Good question.
But we've had more requests. Don't forget you can request songs in the chat room and on Twitter by doing something clever that Chris will remind you about now.
Oh, God, will I? So if you head into our chat room, which is GKLY on Freenode, or the chat link on our website, you can type !, then the word request, then a space, and then the name of your song and who it's by, and we'll search it up and put it in our queue. Or you can tweet us at GKLYCO on Twitter using the hashtag request, and we'll find your song.
You can. There are lots of other ways to contact us as well. Which we'll remind you about just before this song.
If you're feeling old school, you can send us an email on studio@gkly.co. Alternatively, just scream our name into the time vortex and we'll listen out for your message. You're listening to the Geekly Chronicles. Get your voice on air. Call us in the UK on 020 3389 6245 and in the US on 415 287 9705. You could also use those numbers to send us a text message. Magic.
It is magic.
It is a bit.
Very magic. People in the chat room have been trying to request us.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that doesn't work.
We are already here.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
We do exist.
We are here.
Well, we're not all here.
Well, I mean, we're vaguely here.
Yes.
Kind of in the...
here in the vaguest sense of the word.
We're in the moment. We're here in the moment.
In only in the literal sense.
Yes, not in the figurative sense. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Swiftly. So coming up very shortly and after the next song we play, we're going to have a fairly exclusive, I say fairly because it is exclusive, interview with a band called Irene and the Disappointments. They are anything but disappointing. I've seen them live.
Nice.
They're very good live. They are also very good recorded as well. They've just released their first album. It's really excellent. We're going to have them on to talk about it as well and play one of the songs from their new album. But also... we have a little something that we're going to do throughout the entire series this year. This series.
Yes, indeed we are.
I was distracted.
I have no idea who's going to be talking about this.
You see what's written down here on the show plan. After the tumble fumble,
this is another one of
the interview with the band.
This is another one of those times where we just completely get distracted and forget the plan.
People.
I know, but
and that would work really well if Chris didn't put his laptop on it.
Yeah, well I did say no laptops on the table. I mean, come on, this is meant to be professional. They can hear us arguing now.
Yes, I know. All two of them.
Catherine.
Yes. So, well, it looks like there's some kind of piece of furniture.
Are you talking about the fact that I typed draw instead of draw?
Yeah, but now I'm loving the idea of putting
actually
prizes
giving away
in a draw.
We'll do that. We'll give away a drawer as well. Why not? I'll stop by
IKEA.
I
don't know about giving the drawer away.
I do. It'd be a great way to carry it.
We could put all the rest of the things
in the drawer.
But
then we would have a piece of furniture with a drawer missing.
No, I'd just buy a drawer.
Can you do that?
I've got no idea.
Probably.
I'd imagine so.
In like that bit, you know, by the tills in IKEA where they have that sort of sad, lonely,
bargain corner.
Bargain corner.
Bargain
furniture.
Corner is my favourite place.
I will go and get a drawer,
just a drawer
from bargain corner at IKEA. Mm. So we are actually going to talk about a prize drawer.
Yes.
That we have decided live on air will be
given away
in a drawer. tell us about that.
I'm sort of having horror over the shipping costs of the drawer. But So throughout the series, we will be adding awesome prizes to a awesome prize bundle that you can enter and win. I believe there is a page on the website that you can go to.
Indeed.
And enter the prize drawer. What is the page?
The page you're going to want is gkly.co/prizes.
Prizes.
Prizes.
Wow.
Yep.
We need your name or something you want us to call you on air. You could use your chat username, your Twitter handle, whatever, and an email address so we can contact you if you win.
Yay. So, yeah, we'll be adding more stuff throughout the series, stuff that's sort of topical. So what have we got so far?
And this is really great. So when we recorded our new jingles, our lovely new jingles that sound a little bit like this.
The Geekly Chronicles.
Obviously, we were really excited to get to meet Hattie Hayridge, a.k.a. Holly from Red Dwarf, and get the jingles recorded. And we asked her to sign a copy of the script that we used to do the script that we wrote the jingles with. And so she wrote a nice little message on there and assigned it. So the first prize in the bundle was a signed copy of the Geekly Chronicles jingle script by Hattie Hayridge.
Yeah, and we've got something else to go in there that we will... Shall we announce that later in the show?
We'll announce that later in the show. We'll have a little bit of suspense as well. Why not?
Keep everyone in suspenders.
Meanwhile, everyone has been requesting everything.
Our request panel is actually a little bit broken.
Yes, because it's just going crazy.
We may have to...
All the requests.
Well, I was going to say we may just have to rewrite the code so it doesn't actually accept requests for things that aren't songs.
Yes. Although Amy has requested a non-Tory government, which is interesting.
Did Geekly manage to interpret that into anything?
Unfortunately not, but has interpreted Scattermoon's request for Corbyn and Scattermoon's request for IKEA, which is actually a song by Jonathan Colton.
Yes, yeah, I have heard that song.
We're gonna have to play that, aren't we? Now we've promised we're gonna give away a draw. We've probably got to play the song.
Quite possibly, but this one was what seems like an actual request from Scattermoon. If this came about, Scattermoon, because you were trying to request one of us or something obscure, then I apologise. So we're now going to attempt via the magic of radio to be bringing our guests for the evening. So as I bring up this fader, we should be able to talk to Lauren, Rob and Dom from the band Irene and the Disappointments. Hello, are you there?
Hello!
Oh, hey. There we go. How are you all this evening?
We're good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Fantastic. Well, I'm Kez. And
I'm Catherine.
I'm Chris.
There we go. So you've got all three of us here. And thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Geekly Chronicles this week.
Hi.
So tell us a bit about yourselves. I mean, and I don't know if any of the people listening will have heard of Irene and the Disappointments before. So give us the background. Give us the lowdown.
We're just a four-piece, like, dream pop psych pop. It's a bit of a jumble, really, a jumble of genres. We're just friends who like making music.
We're from Liverpool.
Yeah, we're from Liverpool.
And what's it like in Liverpool?
It's all right.
Depends where you go.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's quite a few different music scenes, and we're just trying to get started in some of them. But yeah, it's good for music.
And do you have the same kind of facilities that we have here, like running water and gas and things like that?
No. We have to siphon water from Manchester. That's why Manchester hate us.
Yes.
I'm starting to see some of this city rivalry.
Now it makes sense. We were wondering.
Someone in our chat room here has said Manchester is better. Do you have a message for them?
Whatever, mate. Take it. The rivalry is both obnoxious and irrelevant. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
We love Manchester music anyway. We love the whole Manchester thing and Stone Roses.
Smith.
Yeah, we love them all.
Who doesn't love a random and irrelevant rivalry?
Well, indeed.
Damn you, Radio 4.
Absolutely. apparently, we're their rivals now. But yeah, I mean, it's fantastic thinking about the music that comes out of the UK as well. I mean, there are so many. I mean, you said Manchester and Liverpool, just two cities there. And off the top of our heads, I'm sure we could list, you know, three or four dozen acts that have come out of Manchester and Liverpool that are brilliant. So do you think that the music scene up there inspires you?
Yeah, definitely. The heritage and the music is very inspiring. Yeah. When you think about all the great bands that have come out of here, then sort of following in their footsteps, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
How long have Irene and the Disappointments been making music together?
About a year now, isn't it?
Yeah.
About a year. We recorded, me and John, the guitarist who isn't here because he's busy. How dare.
Rude.
We started recording the album and then... We've been playing together for the four of us have been playing together for how long?
It's a few months.
Yeah.
We're coming up to about, I'd say, 8-9 months.
Yeah.
Hmm. So we recorded the album first and then got the actual live band together, sort of.
So we could gig.
Yeah.
Which is incredible because the album has such a great sound to it. I've listened to the whole thing and I absolutely love the album. It's amazing to hear that you've been together for, well, I mean, playing together really as a group for less than a year, but you know, you've got this album out and it's really really fantastic sounding. We'll play a track from the album in a bit, but what kind of brought you together then as a band?
Well, it started because I posted a webcam video of a song that I was working on, and John contacted me because he works in the studio that we practice at. So he has access to all studio equipment, and he's a really good producer as well as instrumentalist. And he just contacted me on Facebook, and he was like, "Gail, get in the studio now. We're going to make some music." And then when he heard the rest of my songs, he was just like, "Yeah, we're starting a band. We're writing an album." And then it's gone from there. It was John's input, really. He sparked the fire, and it wouldn't really be anything if it wasn't for him. And then John's brother Dom is the bass player, and John suggested we make a band and got Dom in, and then we got Rob, and everything came together from there.
So that sounds like that's possibly the best and least creepy somebody randomly contacting you on Facebook kind of situation that I've ever heard of.
He was my friend. I knew him. I knew him. He wasn't just like, "Hey, Gail, give you tunes there." No, I know him. I've known him for years. So I was just messing around on my Argos guitar. Yeah.
Did the Argos guitar come flat packed?
No, it didn't, unfortunately. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to set it up. There it is.
There we go. Exclusive on the Giggly Chronicles, the Argos guitar.
So do you do all of the songwriting then?
Yeah.
And everyone else just kind of jumps on the bandwagon.
Yeah, the first album was, like I said, mostly John, me tracking out the songs, the guide tracks, and then me and John putting stuff on top of that, and then me and John share some influences in music, and there was certain sounds that I wanted to go for, like the dream pop kind of thing, wavy guitars and all of that. And but I'm hoping the next album, because everyone in the band is a great musician, I'm hoping the next album we're going to jam it out and like write it together. Obviously, we're going to stick with the structure of me writing the songs, like lyrics and everything, but the music and the sound is going to be a much more of a collaboration next album, which we're going to hope start working on around September next year, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's when we started working on the first one, so I think an album a year.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ambitious, and I love it. I do have one question, though, and it's something that I'm a little confused about, if you'd mind answering it for me.
It depends what it is.
None of you are called Irene.
No.
Yeah, who is Irene?
And what? And...
Is an unknown entity which guides the band.
The spirit of Irene flows through you all.
Wow.
It's like the Force. It binds you all together.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the Force is strong in this one.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Irene is strong.
Very good. Irene is strong. I love it.
Nice. Nice.
Now, yeah, absolutely. And the name, The Disappointment, I mean, it's fantastic. You know, you get all these bands, you know, whatever, and the Wailers, etc. But I felt like I was a bit shortchanged when I saw you live and you weren't actually that disappointing.
I mean, that's the shtick. That's the thing. That's like, we set ourselves up to be a disappointment, and then it's even better when we're clearly just not. So it's kind of, you know, it's... That's our unique selling point, is that we're liars.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Brilliant. I love
I can
your...
think of governments with a similar selling point.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
So you'll be playing the state opening of Parliament.
It'd be okay.
No, I love it. It's so self-deprecatingly British.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fill yourselves with disappointment.
The most Liverpool thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've listened to Joy Division.
I know.
So Irene and the Disappointments have very kindly donated a prize to our prize draw. So we are now buying a draw to put these prizes
in.
Yes,
apparently.
It is a prize. It is a draw for a prize draw. Irene and the Disappointments have very kindly given us a CD that is signed by them to put in the prize draw.
Yes.
So we will play you one of their songs very shortly, and I hope you'll agree that it's great. I love it. I love all of the songs on this album. So I implore you to go and get the album. I think we can download it from your website. Is that right?
Yeah, IreneandTheDisappointments.co.uk. You can get it there. You can get a free digital copy, or you can buy a physical copy for £5. That means that I can get some sweets if you buy it.
Well, that's a worthy cause, definitely.
Everybody, please throw your money at the band.
Yeah.
Fuel the spirit of Irene.
Fuel the spirit of Irene.
We're just sharing that link to your website.
Yeah,
on
just
our
tweeting it out.
Help spread the disappointment.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's right.
As a marketing campaign, that's quite good.
Yeah, and we actually have stickers with QR code. Is it QR code? Is that what
yeah,
we call it?
Yeah,
little mazes. Yeah. Yeah, we have stickers, and they just say, "Are you disappointed?" Because, you know, a lot of people are, mm-hmm. and maybe we can turn that around a little bit, or maybe just people will think we're weird. Either way, it's all good.
It's pretty good marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm frequently disappointed by life, and I like weird things. It's obviously why you appeal so much.
Yes. Sounds like our kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, and you were brilliant live. I was really, really happy to see that you had someone in the band with intensely curly hair as well. I'm a fan of intensely curly hair. As most of us here in the studio seem to have intensely curly hair as well. I say most of us, I'm just looking directly across at Chris here.
Yeah, that's just a thing that happens sometimes.
Curly hair?
Yeah.
It literally is just a thing that happens, correct?
Yes.
So is everything in life. So we're going
Well, if you want to get technical about it.
We're going to play one of your songs now called Hugs. What can you tell us? I mean, a great name for a song. I'm a fan of Hugs. The song
just generally.
Just generally. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
This was an accident of a song. I think it was like between takes of another song. Me and John were in the studio, and sometimes I just make stuff up and we'll start playing something. And I started with the first line, and I was just playing it, and John like ran in from the recording room, and he was like, "What's that?" And I was like, I was just making it up. And he's like, right, that now, we're recording it. That's it, it's good. So that's where it came from. And it came from, surprisingly enough, the fact that I just love a good hug. Mm. So yeah, it was just like a little...
Don't
little,
we all?
Little, I love yeah. a good hug. And I like that you've painted this John character as someone very enthusiastic about everything. Yes.
He knows yeah. what he wants.
Like, yeah.
Yes, this
we
is
need
happening
this now.
Right now.
Yes. Yes. John truly is living the spirit of Irene.
He doesn't like it when I shout.
Mm. So don't go into any like, screamo music then. I think we're fine.
Which is a good rule for life.
Yes, no screamo. I think we're fine.
The next album is going to be Screamo and the Disappointments.
Mm-hmm. Screamo Excellent. And the Disappointments.
Irene will not be happy.
No. Irene is angry. Okay, thank you so much, Lauren, Rob and Dom from Irene and the Disappointments for coming on the show today. We really appreciate your time. Mm.
Chat along with the show. Join the channel GKLY on Freenode IRC or hit the chat link on our website. It's where all the cool kids are.
Well, unexpected silence.
Yes. Did you lose a button again?
I did.
This is really not working out for you.
No, I found it.
Okay, let's play the track. Now for the sipping forecast issued by the Geekly Chronicles on behalf of PG Tips at 1900. The general summary this evening. Pan-galactic gargle blaster, 14. Excessive force warning. Emergency protocol 417, 8. Possibility of cocktail sticks. Gin, 7. Slow, 2. Port, 6 or 7, 5 with cheese. Apple teenies, 6. Easy on the teeny. Wine, 5 or 6, 4 with gums. Champagne, 5 or 6, excessive cork warning. Coffee, 6, buzz monster later. Ribena, 3 or 4, with occasional lemon and honey. Water, tepid, 2, cool later. Tea, Earl Grey, hot, good. And that concludes the sipping forecast.
The Geekly Chronicles.
I like that.
That was fun.
Fun new little feature there for you. So every week we're going to be doing a different forecast.
Yes, we are. It's our kind of nod to Britishness. For those of you that aren't familiar with the shipping forecast, it's this thing that BBC Radio 4 does 4 times a day, is it? 3 or 4 times a day. It's a special version of the weather for anyone who's sailing around the British Isles. So we've decided to completely parody it. Yes,
we
need to sort this out.
We do.
We still have irritation.
Yes.
However,
we need
as the jingle just said.
Now for this week's Game of Geeks.
Exciting.
Yes. So this is one of our new segments, and
indeed,
as I think this is going to be our regular quiz. But basically, indeed. Catherine is our new quiz master.
Yes, I am.
And
I've been busy.
You've set as a quiz.
Questions. Yes.
And we're going to play it.
Yeah, so what this is a movie quiz. So I've taken the top 250 films are as rated on IMDb, just, you know, for the sake of having a list of films.
Did you break it?
Did you break the thing?
I did. Teething problems.
Yeah.
I went to turn the volume down and hit stop by mistake.
Oh, God.
Continue, Catherine.
The quiz music of doom. Yeah, continues.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
So each film, I've written 3 clues. And I will read out the clues, and I believe Chris and Kez will probably, you know, interrupt each other, discuss the clues, that kind of thing.
Almost certainly.
And when one of them thinks they know the answer, there will be a buzzer. So
yes.
this week, Chris goes.
Wow.
And Kez goes. Chosen each other's buzzers.
Yes,
and
we have.
Something sort of odd happened this week. What?
Well, I suggested that we try and find some amusing animal noises.
Yes, you did. And
we both seemed to pick goats.
Yeah. So I thought, as soon as you said earlier in the week, amusing animal noises, I thought, I know. How about that goat that goes... So that's what I chose for your buzzer.
And then I thought to myself, oh, there's this really great goat that goes like, hey! So that's what I chose for you. No, that was mine.
That's yours. That was mine. So those are our noises this week.
We independently from each other picked goats.
We found out about that is going to be intriguing.
Telling one goat from the other.
We found out about each other's buzzers about 10 minutes before the show.
I think they're quite different.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
One's like a scream and one's more of a sort of a hissy.
One's more of a Budweiser advert kind of noise.
And one's more of a Halloween haunted house kind of noise.
But...
I buzzed at the wrong time. Amy says Chris Chapman does make that noise when we add more to the request queue.
That is true.
Is correct.
If the answer is guessed on the first clue, then
sorry.
Then 3 points.
Stop it.
Then 3 points fingers are scored. If it's guessed on the second clue, then 2 points. On the third clue, then just 1 point.
Okay.
And there are only three clues for each one.
Okay, we're ready.
Nobody gets
I think we're ready.
I'll just tell you what the film is.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we ready for film number one?
Yes.
I think we are.
Okay, then. In that case, here we go. Topically, this film includes a brief appearance by Danny John Jules of Red Dwarf fame as a Cockney barman.
Cockney barman. What films have Cockneys in them?
Basically every film that's set in London.
Okay.
So that's really narrowing it down.
No,
for
not...
No.
Goodness.
No, I don't think I can get it on that.
I think we're going to need another clue.
Yeah.
Okay. Its lead characters are named Tom, Soap, Eddie, and Bacon.
Ooh.
That sounds tricky.
Oh.
Ooh, we have a Kez buzzer.
Tesco the Musical.
Oh, no.
Tesco the Musical.
It sounded like it was something like that.
I mean, yes, Tesco does sell soap and bacon.
Well, exactly.
Not in the same place.
But no, that's not the film. In fact, I don't even know if it's the thing. Although perhaps we should write Tesco the Musical.
Yes. Drat.
Right. Clue number three. Everyone's back in the game. This 1998 film was the first appearance of Vinnie Jones on the big screen.
Vinnie Jones.
Oh, it's got to be something.
Again.
Is it Space Jam?
No.
Oh, no, that was 96.
Oh, dear. No, I've got nothing.
Not. Not with the, I don't think it had any Cockneys in it either.
What?
Well,
right.
Was it Space Jam, Governor?
Yeah. That was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels for those of you playing along at home. Just so
Lock,
you know,
Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
Right. So neither of us got any points there.
No. We are. Yet
I at least made a guess. You were terrible.
I wasn't gonna waste my guesses on Tesco the Musical.
Well, some people like to get laughs.
Do we have another one to guess?
We do have another one. Yes. So
round two.
This 1960 film was remade in 1998, starring Vince Vaughn.
Clockwork Orange.
No.
Oh.
Okay, on to the next clue. Everybody's back in. This film's director made cameo appearances in 39 of his 52 films.
39.
Are you just going to buzz it?
The Italian Job.
No.
I'm trying to think of old films.
The third clue. And everybody's back in the game. Fingers on buzzers.
Okay. You say that. Okay. This is going to be really easy, isn't it?
Third clue, it rhymes with...
Chocolate syrup was used as blood in this film's famous shower scene. Chris?
Complete guess. Psycho?
Yes.
Yeah! Oh my goodness, you
one
won!
Point.
You won!
One point.
I got a point!
So, Chris is off the mark. Okay. Are we ready for another one?
Go on.
Okay. Oh, God.
A 50s-themed diner in this movie famously serves a $5 shake.
A $5 shake?
Mm.
Seems expensive for a shake.
Mm. That costs $5.
It does a bit.
That's expensive. A 50s-themed diner, which means it's not a 50s film.
Is it a milkshake that actually has like five individual dollar bills like blended up?
Possibly. And does it bring all the boys to the yard?
That is the question. Although I think we're going to need...
The question is, what is the film?
Right, okay.
I think we're going to need the next clue.
Okay, Harvey Keitel reprises his role from this movie for recent Direct Line insurance adverts.
I know the advert.
We know it, but we don't know it.
You've seen the advert. Yes.
Something about house insurance.
No.
The character. I think we're going to need the third clue because we know the film, but we don't know the name.
The intro to Scooby Snacks by the fun-loving criminals samples a line from this movie.
I know that, but I can't remember the name of the film.
We need the film.
And I love that song. Oh,
I thought that one would give it away to you guys because I think we discussed it and said you guys maybe haven't seen the film.
Sleepless in Seattle.
No! Okay. Okay, have another guess.
I just like pressing the buzzer. Oh, okay.
Right, any more guesses before I tell you the answer?
No.
No.
Okay, that was Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God. Of course it was.
Right, wow. So.
Time for one more?
Ooh, go on then.
Okay,
this is one of my favourite clues of all time.
Go on then.
Malcolm Tucker references this film in The Thick of It, Series 3, Episode 6.
Are you allowed to tell us what he said?
No, I'm definitely not allowed to tell you what he said.
That was worth a go, wasn't it?
It would have been so nice had that been the case.
Yes.
Oops, press that button a bit too.
Yeah.
There may have been a curly whirly in that episode as well.
Oh, the curly whirly one.
I don't remember all of the episodes of The Thick of It.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Yes!
Oh!
No!
Only there's more tunneling through mud and no redemption.
But you were bad at Bad Song of the Week. I used to win things.
Yes.
So what does that mean? It means
this week's winner is Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, curse you.
So Chris wins show number
I
one.
I found a feature I can win.
Lovely. So that is Game of Geeks.
Yes.
So we'll be playing that every week.
Yes.
And we will see by the end of the series who has won, whether it is indeed Chris.
Who is movie geek of the year.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those were some good... I would have got that had I been concentrating, I'm sure.
I was just trying to run through every possible film Malcolm Tucker has referenced.
That would have taken a really long time.
That was a really good one to get on the first clue as well, because the other clues were boring.
What were the other clues, just for those listening at home?
Based on a Stephen King novella, this 1994 film was directed by Frank Darabont. And the third clue was this prison drama was nominated for 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You would have got Stephen King in prisons.
Possibly.
Which pretty much gives it away.
Yeah.
That would have made it a lot more obvious.
Scattermoon in the chat says, congrats, Chris. You win this lovely request queue. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, he's delighted.
But speaking of the lovely request queue, I have pulled out what looks like it might actually be a legitimate request, although I'm not really sure anymore.
We're never really sure.
So this one's for Amy. Whether you requested it seriously or not, this is what our lovely robot thought you meant.
Tweet us at GKLYCO and we might just love you forever.
We actually might. Actually forever.
We might indeed.
Ever and ever
and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes, stop the box.
Okay.
Well, that's a scary idea.
It is. You are never
speaking,
free.
I'm gonna put some
speaking of scary ideas, fingers for tongues and tongues for fingers.
Oh dear.
Yes. This is our would you rather question.
Rather.
For this evening's show.
Would you rather?
Yes, indeed.
Would you rather?
I don't even know by this point. Thanks, Hattie. Would you rather have tongues for fingers or fingers for a tongue?
I'd rather have tongues for fingers because I could hide them in gloves and not freak out people at networking events.
And I like tasting things. Think about it, right? All of the flavour combinations... You could just put your hand, you literally have your fingers in many pies and it would taste amazing.
That is true. That's very true.
Yeah.
If you were going to eat a snack, like crisps or something, you get like a pre-snack while it was on the way to your mouth.
Yeah, literally, I'd be like,
it's like a teaser.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. You could taste things. You could eat things. You could smush them up with your hands and they wouldn't make you fat.
Oh my goodness. You could taste without ever. Wow. Needing to eat.
Yeah, I could just put my hand in a big vat of KFC gravy
Just wiggle it around a bit.
Just wiggle it around.
Just a bathtub.
And yeah, I would never have the calories.
Amazing. However, disadvantages to this. What about when you shook someone's hand?
Well, true. I would have my magical gloves on.
Yes. Yeah, gloves that taste of awesome.
Yes, my awesome gloves.
Which presumably are just like gloves full of KFC gravy.
Gloves made of
the gravy
KFC
glove.
Gravy. Gravy gloves!
Yay!
Gravy gloves. You know, we're going to have to put a pot of KFC gravy into the prize draw.
Gravy gloves.
we might have to do it fresh because I don't think it'll last that long.
No, hopefully there will be a KFC near the venue.
Yes, when we put together the Series 3 prize haul in the draw.
Unless the winner is a vegetarian.
The draw for the draw.
Yeah,
the KFC gravy is not suitable for vegetarians.
That's true.
Because they make it with the juice of 1,000 dead chickens.
Yes, literally 1,000, they count.
Yeah, for every one pot of KFC gravy. But, I mean, you think about it, though, because you wash with your hands, you clean things with your hands, you shake people's hands with your hands.
There could be some quite disgusting.
Be tasting shower gel.
Pick your nose, and suddenly it's basically like picking your nose and eating it every time.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, but, you know, you could just be civilized and use a handkerchief.
And, like, washing your hands would be problematic because you just, like, taste soap.
All you need to do is touch someone and you'd be licking them.
Yeah. That's a bit weird.
I suppose it would lead to a lot less uncomfortable touching for other people.
Public displays of affection become a lot easier.
Yes. You just like high five someone.
Like Q and Catherine Janeway. You just have to touch fingers and...
Magic happens.
Baby Q.
Okay, I think even with the tongue fingers, that's not going to work.
Fair enough.
No.
Is that not how babies are made? Kissing.
Yes.
I thought that's why you shouldn't kiss people you don't know. Because that's where babies come from.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's just where infections come from.
Right.
I think
okay.
It's just because it's kind of rude.
It's where cooties come from.
Yeah, and also rudeness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've had the case for tongues for fingers, but what about fingers for tongues?
That's true.
I'm not even thinking that there is a case.
I mean,
if
it meant I would lose my ability to taste... Then I'd not be happy because obviously you can't taste with your fingers. So,
yeah,
and I love
it
tasting.
It would be
things.
Fun not to taste anymore. The ability to high five with your
you'd
mouth
go for
is
a curry
kind of,
and you'd just be like smushing your hands into it.
Yeah,
that'd be a bit odd.
Is there actually any point in eating this?
Although I guess if it's like a hand that comes out your mouth, you kind of just have to pick food up and shove it like down your throat.
Well, I suppose, but that would.
It takes all the joy out of eating.
It does.
Yeah.
It would make eating very complicated.
Yes.
It is reminding me of that monster from Red Dwarf that sort of sucked the emotions out of
it. Oh, the polymorph.
Thing
yes.
That
yeah,
came
yeah.
out of its mouth. Like, that sucker.
Yeah.
Alien from Alien has the same sort of thing. Mm. The alien is also featured in Aliens and Alien versus Predator. Mm.
Creative, that.
Yeah, I mean, the naming convention was brilliant. And, you know, Sigourney Weaver. Who doesn't like Sigourney Weaver?
There are no hands up around this table.
Would you rather have fingers for a tongue or Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney every time.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Sigourney Weaver
for
a tongue. Sigourney Weaver for a tongue.
I think we might start getting...
Sigourney Weaver!
I think we might get a restraining order if we try that.
Yes. I'm not quite sure where any of that came from.
No, nor am I. It's slightly alarming, and it's probably best if we stop.
Yes, but people can keep voting.
Yes, they can. Go to gkly.co/WYR and let us know. Would you prefer tongues for fingers or fingers for a tongue?
Indeed. And ProSX requested a song that we are going to play after these messages.
You are listening to the Geekly Chronicles. It's like the hoverboard from Back to the Future, only we exist.
Well, that's debatable.
Yeah. I loved that song when it came out.
I was incredibly confused by everything that just happened.
Absolutely loved that song. I had it on tape.
Yep.
I don't really remember that song coming out. It's just always been...
Yeah.
Interestingly, it was International Coming Out Day a little while ago where all of the songs were released at once.
Yes. There was no music before then.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm not sure how we did Series 2, but yeah. Anyway.
My request queue is suddenly blank.
My request queue makes me cry. So.
I think that all of the people in the chat room that are requesting a lot of things Yeah, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm just looking through the things people have been trying to request. Scattermoon has stopped trying to do a request and instead is trying to do a parliamentary inquest.
Well, I think that would work.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly going to be an inquest into who murdered Geeklybot after this show.
Yes, I mean, for those listening back and those not in the chat room, we have a little robot that helps us run the show, Geeklybot.
Yeah.
It's at Geeklybot on Twitter, and it's Geeklybot in the IRC room. And you can interact with it. You can ask it to hug people. You can ask it to cheer people up.
Does all sorts of random things.
Attempting to get it to do a parliamentary inquest. But also, at the moment, anything that it doesn't recognize as a song, it sends through to the request queue anyway so that we can find it.
Just in case, like, it's not on Spotify, and so we can search it up.
Yeah, and this poor robot is now being completely abused by the people in the chat room.
Yes. Yes, you horrible, horrible people.
It isn't without amusement.
Well, yes, I know, but I think we're going to have to crack open the bot's brain before the next show and actually work on it,
help it fight back.
I think it needs to block people if they request things that aren't songs for a little while and just reply back to them with, not until you've calmed down.
Can you not?
Yeah, plus no.
Oh dear,
we can't even make that happen.
Yes.
I don't even. Oh, now everyone's hugging Geeklybot. There we go. Geeklybot does get hugs, but of course when you say hug to Geeklybot, Geeklybot then hugs the person that you've asked it to hug, so now you're just telling Geeklybot to hug itself.
Yes. Which is confusing, but sort of nice.
Yeah.
In a way.
In a way.
Yeah.
My screaming goat agrees with you.
Yes. Why do I get the horrible feeling that that's just going to be, like, played for the rest of the series? Just randomly.
Yeah. It's like the outtake sound clips that we had towards the end of last series.
Scattermoon is looking up legitimate song requests that sound like they're not.
Oh.
Which is intriguing. Mean.
Who's excited for Geekly Live?
I'm excited for Geekly
so
Live.
I'm excited. Although I'm not looking forward to taking a drawer full of prizes on the tube.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward.
Maybe we should get the drawer shipped.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I mean, we have 9 weeks worth of prizes to go in. It's going to need to be a big draw. So we do have new prizes going into the prize draw for the draw. The draw for the draw. We have new prizes going into the draw every week.
So this week we've added our sign script by Hattie.
Yes, that was our bonus start of the series one. We also then have the signed CD from Irene and the Disappointments. You will need a CD player to play that, which we struggled with.
Yes.
But my car has a CD player. One.
Ah, mine does not.
And I have an old laptop, which still has a CD drive. So, win.
Win for you, yes. But you can't win the draw.
No, I can't. But I could buy the CD from Irene and the Disappointments.
You could buy the CD from Irene and the Disappointments.
Play it in my car.
Yes. You could get the signed CD, but then just do the free download from their website. So you've got the CD.
Yes.
But you can still listen to the music. They were great, weren't they?
They were.
Fantastic band.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for coming on air.
A song called Hugs as well.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just heartwarming.
Can we have a monitor at Geekly Live to display the request queue? Yeah. I don't see why not.
Dear.
Oh, no.
Is the request queue the new tweet stream?
Oh, you remember events where they used to have Twitter streams and they would get completely spammed and overtaken by people. I was at a really serious government event once and they had a tweet screen and someone started trying to sell a fridge freezer on it for a laugh. I got a fridge freezer around the corner.
Does anyone want to buy it?
Pick it up from Harrow.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Actually, yes. I'm a little disappointed. I never thought of that when I had stuff to sell.
Just go to big
just
events
jump on
and
an
put
event
it on the tweet stream.
You don't even need to be there in person.
Yeah.
Just jump on the hashtag.
Does anyone need to buy a toaster?
Yeah. All right. Right, mate. Want to buy a fridge?
Yes. Much more difficult
to
sell out of trench coats.
It's a little bit a little bit dodgy.
Yeah. Fridges, much more difficult to sell out of trench coats, I feel.
Yeah, a little bit.
On street corners.
Can be.
So maybe the tweet stream is the new trench coat.
And on that bombshell.
Yes.
I'm massively excited for Geekly Live. So for those of you that missed our announcement towards the start of the show, you can now go to gkly.co/live. Is that correct?
gkly.co/tickets.
/tickets. There
slash
we go.
Tickets.
GKLY.co /tickets. And that will get you to the tickets page to get tickets for Geekly Live.
Yes.
And you can go to gklyco.eventbrite.co.uk as well. That will also have the tickets there.
Yes.
We are so excited by this. Please come and join us in London. We will, yes, as we said earlier, be making new announcements every week about who will be there, who our guests will be.
New things.
We may well have special compare. Who knows?
Yes. Sorry, I was just chuckling at the chat room because GeeklyBot, I suspect, is actually now on fire.
Oh, yes.
Has completely stopped taking requests. And I think I'm going to have to get a fire extinguisher and go to wherever our servers are.
Yes.
Because some... Oops. Yeah. Amy has requested Tickets, which is a song by Maroon 5.
Daedalus has requested that you buy my kitchen sink.
I wish someone would buy my kitchen.
Someone has ironically requested We Didn't Start the Fire, which I think is quite good. I may actually play that at some point this evening before we go.
I do love that.
Yes, yeah. Fantastic.
Plus, you know, Malcolm Tucker does reference it in an episode of The Thick of It.
Does indeed. So yes, we have just a few minutes left. We'll be talking about, we'll be kind of counting up the final votes for Would You Rather just after this next song. So we will be telling you who's won.
Vote for Tongue Fingers because... it's the only option that makes sense.
Tongue Fingers is the only option that makes sense to me, yes.
It's like,
but
it's like the ultimate diet.
This is a listener vote. What the listeners say goes.
Oh,
so what the listeners decide, we will do to you.
I didn't.
This wasn't in the small
that
print.
That wasn't in the...
I believe this noise is appropriate.
Yeah. Of
there
course.
We will do to that goat.
Can you just turn me into a goat,
please? But literally so that you can scream at people.
# I'd rather be a goat.
Ah, I like it. Well. I don't always have to do the talking. You two say something.
It's almost like we pretend to plan this. So.
All I was thinking about the entire time that song was playing was how much I love the Fox's version. From Doctor Who last series.
The what?
The song that we just played. Don't Stop Me Now.
Yes.
Yeah, remember
the last
that?
Series of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
In the episode Mummy on the Orient Express.
Yes.
Foxes does a version of that song.
Foxes as in
really?
The musician, as opposed to Foxes as in the foxes.
As in, you know, actual foxes.
That must have passed me by.
Really?
Yeah.
You forgot that. That was all the awesome.
Yeah, I appear to have forgotten that one.
Yep.
Sorry about that. I am excited.
And that, dear listeners, is how you fill 2 minutes with no content. So
I am actually quite excited about tomorrow night's episode of Doctor Who, actually. Mm. This series is shaping up to be really quite spectacular so far.
Yes, certainly. When we had a binge catch-up on all of them, because I hadn't seen any of them, it looked like a series that was off to a good start.
Yes, we did actually have a binge catch-up. It was... One of the nice things about doing a radio show with your friends, we were able to.
You say friends?
Well, yeah, ish, sort of, maybe something like that.
Uh-huh. Shall we have a look at the I nearly said bad song. Wow!
Oh,
wow!
Throwback Friday.
Okay, shall we have a look at the Would You Rather results?
Well, interestingly, some people have actually voted that they would rather have... Now, this is completely the opposite to what we've been saying.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't believe
people
this.
People want fingers for a tongue.
A significantly higher percentage of people would want fingers for a tongue.
The people that want tongues for fingers.
But tongues for fingers.
I just don't know why. I want someone to tell
us
why.
I want tongues for fingers. I want to be able to taste with my fingers.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it would be an awesome
diet. So I think we in the studio disagree.
I need an explanation.
Yeah, disagree with our
listeners. Why do you want fingers for a tongue?
But apparently most of you listening at home, or wherever you are, in fact, about 70...
might not always be at home.
78% of you want fingers for a tongue.
I don't...
Well,
I don't
would rather it's a tongue for a finger.
Have,
you don't want it.
Yeah, you would apparently rather have tongues for fingers.
Yes.
Fingers for tongues.
No. They would
rather have
fingers
for tongues than
tongues
for fingers.
Fingers.
Although Penman in the chat room has given us hashtag tongues for fingers 2016.
No, tungsten fingers.
Tungsten fingers, that's scatterbrain. I think these are both better suggestions than Trump 2016.
Though, yes, so.
Definitely.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
Tungsten fingers.
Can I vote?
Is that anything like adamantium fingers?
Oh, adamantium fingers. Now, that would be quite fantastic.
Can I vote for like
tongue?
A hand made of tongues to be president of the United States? Is that a thing we can do? Is that a thing we can do?
I did not taste that gravy.
Oh, my God.
I did not have tasteful relations with that KFC gravy.
You can see the scandals, can't you?
Hashtag Top Trumps 2016.
Wow.
Could I vote for a deck of Top Trumps cards to be president of the United States?
I think that's not a bad idea, actually.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, we are nearly, like, hurtling towards the end of the show.
Yeah, we are. We've got another song and some more chatting to go first, though.
Indeed. But it's been nice.
Well, I quite enjoyed it.
I don't think Geeklybot has enjoyed it.
No, Geeklybot, I do think which is now literally on fire.
Yeah, I think we do need to do some upgrading.
Jake... One of our regular listeners from series 2 says in the chat room, surely a hand made of tongues would just be a tongue.
No, which it's is finger. If it's yeah, it's fingers. Like, so each finger is a tongue.
But like, I'm trying to think because I did accidentally say a hand made of tongues as opposed to fingers for tongues. So I'm trying to think of like a big tongue with five little tongues kind of sticking out. Which is the most disturbing thing I've ever thought about.
Magic glove.
So you've clearly never seen the Trump for President campaign.
That's very true.
All right. Yes. Shall we play this request
before we disgust ourselves even more?
It's for Scattermoon.
Oh. And is it an actual request?
Well, I'm assuming so, since it was sent into Geeklybot. And actually, the request screen on my side of the studio here is completely broken at this point in time. So I manually scanned through the chat room for requests and did that. But, well, yes.
Sure.
It's good, but it's not a goat.
It's not a goat. It's... No, this is a goat. Apparently.
Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly a goat.
Yes.
Wow, so we're series 3, episode 1 in the can then.
Pretty much.
Like
pretty much
done.
No, well, yeah, I suppose so. But I kind of fancy some beans now.
And the great thing about having tongues for fingers is you could just, like, wiggle your fingers around in the can.
Stick my hand in a can of beans and I'd be like...
Well, you'd have to be careful not to cut your tongue. That is true.
Yeah.
True, but the listeners, alas, do not think I should have a tongue for fingers. Tongues for fingers.
No, the listeners think we need to have fingers for a tongue.
So yes. Even if I ate some baked beans, I wouldn't be able to taste them, and I'd just be kind of going blah, 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 with my fingers. I realise that doing that, nobody can really see it because this is radio, but I was kind of doing that with my fingers.
So, while we look up how we can get that surgery done on our presenting team so that we can actually have tongues for fingers by the next episode, we should probably wrap up the show.
We should indeed. I mean, I feel like it's been a really great week. We brought some great new features to the show. I've really enjoyed Game of Geeks.
Yes.
Let us know what you thought of our new features.
Please do let us know. A great little game show feature there. Catherine, you're quite an excellent quiz master.
Thank you very much. I certainly enjoyed putting the clues together.
I mean, by popular request, the Tumble Fumble is making a reappearance this series. Everyone seems to love our random findings.
Yes. Mm. Everyone loves a good fumble.
Does obviously require some findings.
True.
But
People asked us for more guests. We were really happy to interview Irene in the Disappointments tonight.
Yes, that was fun.
And we'll have many more guests throughout the series. Many more,
you whisper in the most... ominous and slightly creepy way. Yeah, menacing. That's
and
that
was
the
sipping forecast as well.
We really don't kidnap our guests.
We don't, no. We do ask their permission first.
And there was the sipping forecast as well. And we'll be bringing you a different forecast every episode.
Every episode, yes.
It will be fun.
I always say every week, but it's every other week.
It's every other week.
Fortnightly.
Yes. Quite confusing.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Geekly Chronicles. I've been Kez.
I've been Catherine.
Are you no longer these people? Sorry, I just get really confused when people say that.
You cease to be
the last 2 hours.
No.
I don't have a philosophical debate. We cease to be. We just pop out of existence.
Yeah.
Deal with it. I've been Kez.
I've been Catherine.
And I'm no longer Chris.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Let's disappear into the ethereal matrix of the world. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of The Geekly Chronicles.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Geekly Chronicles. Content was researched and vaguely fudged together by Chris, Catherine and Kez, who are also your hosts for this evening's show. The Geekly Chronicles is an independent production. Any reference to any persons or things, living or dead, was probably an error. What is reality anyway? Don't take the blue pill, live long and prosper. Wear sunscreen.